Street and Jonathan Tack. I'm here to talk about their jewelry line, Proposition Love Jewelry, that supports LGBT-related causes and gives us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Sam and Jonathan.
Hi. Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Proposition Love Jewelry.
Proposition Love Jewelry is a company that we started a couple of years ago, making, you know, beautiful jewelry to support the LGBTQ community by donating 10% of our profits from every sale to charities that support gay marriage, anti-bullying, HIV/AIDS, LGBT youth. So our jewelry has a social message behind it.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Our inspiration really started when we decided to get married, which was when California had passed gay marriage, and we had been together almost, I guess, around 9 years at that time, and it was an election year, so Jonathan and I discussed going to California to get married because we didn't have marriage equality in New York at that time. So Sarah Palin and John McCain were running against Obama at the time, and they had promised as a part of their platform that they would do away with gay marriage. So we decided, let's go, because if they had been elected, we were afraid that things would have gone so far back that we may not even see gay marriage in our lifetime. So we got married in California.
And actually, Charlotte, yesterday was our wedding anniversary. So 6 years married. We've been together for 15. We got married at City Hall in San Francisco, and we were grooms. And then the very next day, we actually marched in the Halloween parade as brides, and we put signs on our chest saying, vote no for Prop 8.
And we walked through the streets of San Francisco just discussing with people what it meant for us to be married and, you know, how Prop 8 could initially take away people's rights. And unfortunately, it did end up passing and going through. So when we got back to New York, we didn't even really, you know, what it meant for us to be married in one state, not in another state. So when marriage equality passed in New York State, Jonathan and I discussed the possibility of taking something that we do and that we know well, which is jewelry, and creating a line for our community. And not just creating a line of jewelry, but creating a product that also supports our community with all the struggles and everything that we were going through.
What would you like to accomplish with this jewelry line?
Our goal really and our mission statement is to create a line of jewelry that people will love to wear and just know that it supports the LGBTQ community and really all the issues that we face today. It's interesting because within our jewelry line, we have a collection called the Countdown Collection. And what it is we dedicate a ring for every state that establishes gay marriage. So we're counting down the states and we were looking back, and Massachusetts obviously was the first state to have gay marriage, and guess what? That was in 2004. So 10 years have gone by, and we're still only at 32 states. So in terms of what we would like to accomplish with our jewelry, we want the awareness to be there. And our Countdown Collection is really something that everyone is gravitating toward, and they really love it. And as each state passes, we get flooded by our website because everybody wants to see what their state's ring is going to look like.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
First of all, we do everything from putting on wedding dresses with signs that say vote no to Prop 8 to attending marches and rallies. We go to a lot of benefits to support various charities. We're big donors in terms of jewelry for fundraising events. In fact, we launched a new jewelry collection called Love is Love because we believe that everybody has the right to love whomever they want to love. And it should be their choice and their civil right. We did a big launch party for Love is Love, actually, in Beverly Hills, in which we designed various rings for numerous celebrities. For example, we did a ring for Kathy Griffin. We did one for Perez Hilton. We designed one for Melissa Rivers, Tori Spelling. The list goes on and on. And it was so heartwarming for us, because when we reached out to these celebrities, you know, in their busy lives, we said, hey, listen, we would love to design a ring for you to to support gay marriage and LGBTQ rights, and we would like to auction the ring and donate 100% of the proceeds from the sale of your ring to the charity of your choice that would obviously correlate to what we're looking to support here. And it was just overwhelming how many celebrities jumped on board and just said, hey, we love it, we're going to do it.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
That's a pretty simple answer. We would love to see gay marriage legal in all states in the United States, and for that matter, around the world.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would say to kids who are having trouble or who are struggling that it's okay to be different, and you don't have to fit into the same mold as everybody else or the rest of the world or what other people tell you you should or shouldn't be. It's okay to embrace who you are and embrace the fact that you're different and you're not the same as everyone around you. And it's actually a beautiful thing that you're not.
How can people get information about Proposition Love Jewelry?
Our entire jewelry line is available at propositionlove.com. And actually, the real exciting news is some of our newer pieces, some select jewelry, is now available at Macy's.com, which for us was huge. The fact that Macy's took a stand and believed in us. They have thousands and thousands of vendors, and they basically found us and put our jewelry online. And they make the statement when you click on each item and you read in the description, it says Proposition Love Jewelry donates 10% of their profits to organizations that support gay marriage and LGBTQ rights. So that was really, really huge for us. You can also, your listeners can follow us on Twitter, at Proposition Love, and also on Facebook and Instagram.
What are the projects that you're working on?
Well, we're constantly working on projects. First of all, we've been burning the midnight oil, as they say, because the month of October, with all of the states passing gay marriage, we've been trying to keep up with designing our countdown collection, in which we dedicate a ring to each state that passes gay marriage. So we're constantly coming up with new designs and beautiful jewelry to wear. And the interesting thing is also a lot of people ask us and say, you know, well, I'm not gay and I'm not getting married, so I don't know, you know, if I can buy from you. And I'm like, oh, no, absolutely. We have a whole range of product. We make all types of jewelry, earrings, rings, bracelets, necklaces, etc., that our straight allies and supporters can buy beautiful jewelry from our company and really support a very important social cause. So we're constantly working on new collections, new and exciting jewelry items. Also, we're always looking to partner with various charities and work with different fundraising events. We have a few events coming up around holiday time that we're very excited about. And it's a daily thing. We're, you know, one step at a time. We're making a lot of progress.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
We have two customer bases. We have the obvious customer that's gay and getting married or engaged. Oh, and by the way, we actually trademarked the term engagement ring, E-N-G-A-Y, which we've gotten a huge response to. But the thing is that anybody can wear our jewelry. It's for your mother, your sister, your brother, your next-door neighbor, your teacher. Our second largest customer base are all of our straight allies and friends and family.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
This is actually my favorite quote. It is, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. For me, it means to believe in who and what I am and to have a voice. Standing up for my community, talking to everyone around me, not being closeted, making people aware of who and what I am. And I just think the more visual and vocal that we can be, the more we'll educate people, the more people will start to accept and understand who and what we are and what we believe in and why love is love.